Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 20-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 3 choices marked A, B, and C, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
1. Can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Would you mind putting my case on the rack?
Not at all. There you are.
2. I mean, you've heard that term couch potato. It kills the imagination.
Oh, come on. Well, there's no evidence to show that.
It's obvious. People are just sitting there without being challenged intellectually.
3. So, how did you hurt yourself?
I didn't use mitts while I was taking the roast out of the oven, so I burned myself.
You must be careful next time.
4. British Rail lost property, Waterloo.
Good morning. I left my briefcase on the train, the 747 from Bournemouth, this morning. It's sort of an average-sized, rectangular leather briefcase with brass locks.
Sorry, we haven't got it, sir.
5. It was all my fault. I wish I hadn't been so thoughtless. I used to come back late from work after stopping off at the pub on the way home, and didn't lift a finger to help when I did get home. I should have helped more with the baby and things like that.
Well, yes, the main thing, if you ask me, is that you shouldn't have taken on that new job in London when she'd just had a baby.
Now I'm a divorced idiot.
2. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions, each with 3 choices marked A, B, and C, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
The train gets in about 6 in the morning from Tokyo. I'll try and meet you at the station, but I'm teaching that morning.
Don't worry, I can find my way.
The trouble is, it's very difficult for me to get the time off. They're very short-staffed at the moment.
It's all right. It's not as though we're not used to traveling.
Anyway, you just get a taxi to the golf course, which is where the main road ends. Unfortunately, the taxis don't like going any further because the roads get pretty rough after that.
Okay. We'll walk if it's not too far.
Yes. Just leave your suitcases at the clubhouse. The man at reception speaks English, and we'll pick them up later. Anyway, don't worry. I'll email you a map showing you the way from there.
No problem. It'll be an adventure.
I'll finish work and leave school at about 12, so have a rest, maybe take a little walk, and get a good look at that incredible view we have of the mountain. It's fantastic at this time of the year. It'll be quite safe to walk around. I'll be back about 12:30.
It sounds wonderful. We're looking forward to it. Unfortunately, Dad's legs aren't what they used to be, but he can still get about. How long are you going to let us stay?
Don't ask such questions. As long as you like, of course.
Conversation 2.
Welcome to the Holiday Show. Today with me in the studio, I have Richard Bennett, a travel consultant who's going to tell us about the holiday for those who have been everywhere. So, Richard, what's the next frontier for the fearless traveler?
We're already working on plans that will get tourists into space within the next 10 years.
So, do you think that in a few years' time, we'll be having hotels on the moon?
Well, possibly, but the first step will probably be suborbital trips. That's staying within the Earth's orbit.
Then how will the tourists travel?
It's about 100 times as high as a jet plane usually goes, and to get that high, you need rocket planes, or capsules boosted by rockets.
That must be exciting. Do tourists need any kind of training on Earth?
Yes. Because there'll be tremendous G-forces during 1 minute or so, and then a few minutes' experience of weightlessness at zero gravity before the rocket returns to Earth. They need a couple of days' training to get used to them, though.
So can you tell us who's going to be interested in trips like this?
Well, we hope the general public will be interested in hearing about it, but it's hardly for those wanting rest and recreation. And in fact, the sort of person who will probably want to do this is quite easy to target. They're basically risk takers.
So, you don't expect all that many people to go on these trips in the beginning?
No. We don't think many people are going to pay out such large sums of money for just a few minutes. So, the next stage is likely to be keeping them up there in the orbit for 3 or 4 hours.
What can they do during this period?
They'll have the chance to see our planet from space, and also to see the darkness of space. And really, spectacular sunsets and sunrises, one after another.
So, what about getting out of the Earth's orbit and doing some real space tourism? Holidays on Mars, for example?
Well, yes, there are plans. And the next step is involving a really quite sizable number of people in moon tours.
So are we talking about hotels on the moon here?
As on a cruise, your hotel is your means of transport. So it would involve taking a shuttle up to a spaceship. And passengers could even suit up and go outside spacewalking if they wanted.
That will be marvelous.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. After each item, which will be read only once, there will be a pause. During the pause, Read the question and the three choices marked A, B, and C, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
16. Heavy rains and strong winds are battering parts of Jamaica as Hurricane Sandy approaches. Schools and airports have been closed, and a curfew is in place in cities to keep people off the streets. Meteorologists have expected between 25 and 50 centimeters of rain to fall. They predict Hurricane Sandy will reach Haiti, Dominican Republic, and Cuba. Yvonne Nelson is a shelter manager in Kingston, Jamaica. She described the preparations underway.
A Greek man has been arrested on suspicion of stealing 9 million personal data files in mass breach of private information. Police said the 45-year-old was found to have taken data files containing Greek tax numbers, vehicle license plate numbers, and home addresses. Some of the files may have been duplicated. The police are now trying to work out how the data was found after they raided the man's home, came into his possession, and whether he intended to sell it.
Google had intended to release its earnings report after the close of trading, but the report was put out early by mistake. It showed that Google's earnings fell by around 20% in the third quarter when compared to the same period a year ago, to just over $2 billion. Google's share price immediately began to fall until trading was halted. Analysts said that the cost related to the acquisition of Motorola and the strong dollar had contributed to the fall in earnings.
A late draft of a report by the European Commission into certain measures at Europe's nuclear power plants says hundreds of problems have been uncovered, which might require up to $30 billion to put right. The report was commissioned in the wake of the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan to see how Europe's nuclear power plants would fare during extreme emergencies. A leaked draft says nearly all of them need to undergo improvements. Four reactors in two unnamed countries have less than an hour to restore safety functions if electrical power is lost.
Nepal has been waiting for 4 years for its politicians to agree to a new constitution. But a final deadline expired at midnight on Sunday without agreement, plunging the country into crisis. With the life of the current assembly over, Nepal has entered a political vacuum. The prime minister addressed the nation to announce fresh elections in 6 months' time. For many in Nepal, frustrated with this lengthy stalemate, it's depressing news. Politicians still seem as divided as ever on a central issue, whether states in a new federal system should or shouldn't be formed along ethnic lines.
Section D. In this section, you will hear a radio talk about some festivals around the world. The talk will be read only once. For questions 21 to 30, complete the notes which summarize what the speaker says. You will need to write a word or a short phrase. Remember to write the answers on the answer sheet.
I'd like to tell you a little about myself first. I started out with nothing more than an inflated idea of my own ability and a lot of hope. But I am now chairman of the Karakhan Group, a multinational company. So, how did I get to be successful? That's what I'm going to talk about today. We've all got our own definition of being successful. The actual achievements may be very different, but the sensation is almost the same. And it's a very sweet and profound one, accomplishing whatever we set out to do. But most people don't feel that sensation as often as they'd like to, because of fear. I'm going to talk about those fears, in particular the fear of failure and the fear of success. The fear of failure is easy to understand, and sometimes it can, paradoxically, be a motivator as well as a drawback. People make many excuses for not taking chances, not enough time, family commitments, too much work, and all of these are probably based on a subconscious doubt about their ability to actually succeed. But by not trying at all, people never know how much they can or can't do. So my advice is to admit your fear and meet it head on. Get your friends around you and decide that whatever happens, the experience will teach you something, and you will come out of it stronger than before. The fear of success is more difficult to deal with. Once you're successful, you have further to fall. Success brings with it fear of the unknown, because after all, you've never done it before, and the reactions of those around you are unpredictable. These reactions may include jealousy, resentment. But I can make one suggestion to you for overcoming this fear of success. Think ahead. By anticipating the effects in this way, you become better able to manage the fear of success. Finally, success is only worth it if we can enjoy it. There is no such thing as luck. Success happens when you take advantage of opportunities that come your way. As I did, and I can look back with pleasure on all I have achieved. Thank you for your time, and good luck to you all.